There is no place on this continent which possesses so vast a reservoir of ghost tales as does Louisiana. In New Orleans alone, there are enough of these legends to fill volumes.
That's a line from journalist and New Orleans native Jean de Levine, which she wrote in the author's note for her book Ghost Stories of Old New Orleans, a collection of 40 ghastly tales from the Big Easy. Just in time for Halloween, LSU Press has republished this 1946 classic. Folklorist Frank DeCaro wrote the foreword for the newest edition. I spoke with him about how de Levine drew on local lore, newspaper accounts, and even her own correspondence to turn these ghost stories into what he calls literary productions.
I noticed in reading some of these, she spends a lot of time on the place and sort of what's going on at that time and the background of the characters. You don't hear that a lot in
she
ghost
does.
Stories.
No, you don't. She's very big on saying it happened on this such and such a street and near the corner of such and such, as though these things are actually very real.
And also, in the foreword, you mentioned that the author was sort of a ghost herself.
Yeah, she was hard to find, actually. Once I was just agreed to do the foreword for the new edition, I tried to find out as much as possible about her, and I found it was rather difficult. She was a New Orleans native. Her father, however, had come from France, so she didn't have a whole lot of historical background in terms of New Orleans, and I was never able to find a birth date. I finally went to the copyright office and found information from them about when the copyright had been renewed, and it was renewed actually several years after her death. And the address that was given on the copyright renewal form was in Franklinton across the lake, and then an editor at the LSU Press finally found her obituary in the Franklinton paper. And that was how we knew she had died in 1962 and knew a bit more about her. She used the name Scott, which I hadn't been aware of. That was her husband's name.
And so why are these stories being republished now?
Well, it's kind of a classic. There aren't really very many collections of Louisiana ghost stories. In fact, after her book, we have to go really to the 1990s before somebody else starts to bring out any books on collecting Louisiana ghost stories. So they're really kind of a unique historical document, the book is.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Aside from entertainment value, why are ghost stories important? Why do people keep telling them over and over again?
Well, I think people like to be scared. That's one factor. And ghosts are scary for whatever reasons. And in general, ghost stories help us to feel that little thrill of fear that we somehow enjoy. Also, however, I think it gives people a way of talking about what happens on the other side, or at least one thing that happens on the other side. I think people are interested in what happens to us after we die. Also, I think ghost stories sometimes are a way of commenting not so much on the other side as commenting on this side. In fact, you'll find in several of the stories of ghost stories of Old New Orleans, basically the stories about things which get carried on after death. There's one called The Warring Wraiths, and it's about a man and a girl who basically carry on their feud after they're dead. I think that's a comment on people feuding in this life.
And with the detail that Jean de Levine uses in her stories, they also sort of seem like a way to preserve history as well.
They are. I think she was able to find or at least speculate on the events behind the story and tie that to a particular year. So I think she was in many ways trying to say something about the development of New Orleans as a place over time.
And so there are several stories, ghost stories, in this book. Which one is your favorite?
The Soldiers Who'd Never Die. And I think the only reason is my favorite is it transpires near where I live. I live in the Garden District in New Orleans, and it takes place in the Lower Garden District. It's not exactly in my neighborhood, but it's just, in a sense, the next neighborhood down. And I know the house where the story supposedly takes place. Basically, the story is that during the Civil War, there were two Yankee officers who were in charge of the payroll and in charge of money under the notorious Ben Butler, who was, of course, the Yankee general who was in control of New Orleans, about whom there are many negative stories. He was not a popular figure at all. And they supposedly stole his money, thinking they would get away with it, but when they were, in effect, about to be caught, they committed suicide in the house, and they have been there ever since as ghosts.
In all of your research and in traveling, have you ever seen any ghosts here in New Orleans?
I've never seen a ghost anywhere, to be quite honest with you. I've never encountered any phenomenon that I thought was a ghost. I don't disbelieve in ghosts. I think there are spiritual forces in the world, and it's quite possible that ghosts are one of them, but I don't really believe in them in the sense that I've ever encountered one.
All right. Well, Frank DeCaro, thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure entirely.
In conjunction with the republishing of Ghost Stories of Old New Orleans by Jean de Levine, the LSU Special Collections will host a talk and reading with Frank DeCaro tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Hill Memorial Library. This is WRKF.